This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ah, yes. It's Monday, the 8th of May. So we have 1 week under our belts already. Jennifer, how many more? Jennifer loves it when I do this. Well, let's see. We're halfway through spring. That's a way of marking the time, much than anything else. We are graced by the presence of Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, here to tell some better stories. Our strong connection with you begins with us being able to tell good stories. We are storytellers, in a manner of speaking. Some people may not look upon those people who do this. Was that a pea that I popped?
I don't usually. I heard pop a popped pea.
Peas on these.
But I like to pop a pea, so don't worry about it.
Really? Okay. Well, not.
I'm a pea popper from way back.
Are you a people pea popper, or are you like the pink purple people eater?
Wow.
People popper?
Wow. Uh-huh. A lot of peas.
And what did you do during the news? Ah, that too. Okay. Anyway, we have a pea product to discuss with people and stories and stuff. I maybe enough of that. All right, here's a good. This is a good story from Beantown. Doctors here have performed a groundbreaking brain surgery on a baby that is still inside the womb, and this is courtesy of AI in part. So maybe there's some good stuff here. This was at Brigham and Women's over the weekend, a groundbreaking surgery on a baby that had a brain problem. Apparently the blood flow to the brain wasn't right, and they had a 30-week ultrasound that showed this, which I find amazing as well, these little teeny things in your brain, and they can see those. So apparently this baby was growing okay inside the mom. The routine ultrasound that was done last week, there was a vein of, what, I don't know, vein of Galen, is that what it's called? G-A-L-E-N? That's not important. It's a rare blood vessel abnormality. It happens once in every 60,000 babies. So 34 weeks in, this team repairs the baby's malformation while she's still in the uterus.
Wow.
Good
that
God.
That sounds like some Grey's Anatomy stuff.
I know,
yeah.
Totally.
Like, this is something that is only scripted on television or in films. And it's real. And apparently the baby's been born and is thriving.
Yeah. Fixed it.
It's amazing.
26 days now into it. It's really pretty. It is. It's very amazing. It's one of those things. And to be lauded, if you will. Good for them that they were able to do that. A lot of people talk about Kevin Costner and his wife, Christine, filing for divorce. 18 years of marriage. Was he or wasn't he? Did he or didn't he? Can he or can't he? Apparently, this has disrupted the set of Yellowstone to the point where Costner says, okay, I'm done. Last season, no more Yellowstone.
That he was going to be gone anyway, and that they were going to bring in like a new version of Yellowstone with Matthew McConaughey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, they have all these
fans.
Generations.
They keep doing that, too.
Yeah. Look at all of the... They had Harrison Ford do one series, a group, and then they had Faye Hill and her husband. And that was actually... That was a very good... And Sam Elliott was in it. That was... What is it called? 1884, I think.
It was
a little
really good.
Violent, but it was very, very, very well done, I thought. And the girl... was the focus of it. Was
oh my gosh, that beautiful, that girl is gorgeous.
Yeah,
the one that played the daughter.
Yeah, right.
But I think a lot of people liked Kevin Costner. And here's the deal with him. Like, I know we still consider him to be an A-lister, like an A-list actor, but he really hadn't done anything, at least that I'm aware of, in the run-up to Yellowstone. I feel like this was really good for his career, right?
Yeah.
It had been a long time. And I don't know, he's always had that reputation of being
kind of
difficult and annoying.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe this was a good way for them to get out and bring someone else in and kind of formulate something new. I don't know.
Well, but is he or isn't he? What's the big, and why does it make any difference? Leave them alone, I suppose. The other side of it is, And let's not talk about their...
There are plenty of people who have been able to have a divorce and still continue working. But the rumor was that he was having an affair with someone on the crew or on the set or something like that. But I don't know if that was real or if they if that was ever confirmed.
There are those who say, well, Kelly Riley is his daughter on the series. And whether there was any hoochabucha going on with him, with her, I can't imagine that they would. Nah, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. What I do know, she's married on the show to Cole Hauser, who is Hauser of Hauser in Los Angeles. My son has nothing good to say about him. What do you know about him, Jennifer?
Anything? I don't know anything about him. Mm-mm.
Apparently he's a... Brendan's has a friend who is... And if you look at the picture, he's friends with Kelsey... Is it Asbill? Maybe that's who... Anyway, so suppose... Anyway, who cares? It's just so much rumor, and sometimes that becomes fun.
So
sometimes.
Give us the good juice. So he doesn't like Cole Hauser? Why?
Because he apparently is blanking everybody on the set that he can.
Oh.
And so listen.
Allegedly.
Yes. Right, exactly. All right, here's a Colorado woman who found a shockingly big snake in the wall of her home. There you go. How'd you like to buy a new home?
Huh? Horrifying.
I gotta tell you, if I found a snake in here, I just have to light a match and walk away. I don't know.
Run the house down. Yep. And they were big snakes too in her garage wall. She was unpacking. Her dog started walking slowly. Came over to see what he was looking at. She thought it was a spider or something like that. And then there were these holes and they snakes slithering up and down the wall. Ooh, don't like spiders and snakes. Anyway, so she spent a lot of money trying to remove the snakes. They hired a snake wrangler. How'd you like that to be on your card?
No,
hey, I'm
you.
Doug Steffen, snake wrangler.
One career you can be sure I will never try.
Whenever you're buying a new home, you have the inspector come in, but the inspector can't see behind walls, and it's not like they are cutting holes out just to check the structure,
see
the bones and everything.
Yes,
yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. All right, here's another one. In Texas... An odor led to hospitalizations.
Oops.
Canceled classes last week caused by stink spray. A student confessed to using stink spray in a prank that sent six students to the hospital. Come on.
Well, it's that time of year.
Thrown out of school.
No, well, they're graduating.
Is it fart spray?
It's senior prank stuff. Like, this happens every May. And there are some kids that get in trouble, and they will still graduate, but they will not be able to walk during commencement.
Walk down, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, but this is just that time of year.
It's called Hansgalt fart spray.
Apparently it was really powerful. The fact that it
sent people to the hospital. I know, come on.
How do they can fart spray? That's what I want to know.
And you were like, this could be my new lucrative business opportunity.
Yeah.
I've got a factory inside of me.
Right. Let's capture as much as
Hopefully
we can.
I could capture this.
As often as we can. Yeah, right. There you go. Okay. You know what? I want to go back to wokeism. Because I'm going to take advantage of Jennifer for a couple of minutes before we have to spend some time talking about Balance 7 and what's going on. We are having the end of the year. Colleges are finished. And so somebody has done a performance analysis of woke and some of the things that are coming from some of the universities that are, you know, the words and phrases. For example, in the parlance... Problem, the word problem, used to refer to people who are implying that they should come to America. I don't like this. I don't like this example. Oh, here's another one. The ableist, term for business hours unfairly favoring the ambulatory. So you're not supposed to use ableist. If you have a sign on the door of your store that says ableist, that's supposed to not be used. Open hours are preferred by the woke crowd because the ableist, A-B-L-E-I-S-T, favors the ambulatory. And we don't want to do that, so just put on your store open hours. All right, let's see here. What else have we got? The term immigrant. What do we use to refer to immigrants or immigration, seen as potentially harmful because it identifies or labels a person based on a single characteristic, namely their non-native status. And the solution to that problem with the wokers is use person who has immigrated instead of immigrant. Huh?
What well, is that's like nonsense? With illegal immigrants, it takes away some of the humanity, especially in that murder situation, and they're saying undocumented citizens keeps the humanity in place.
Mm-hmm. So let's see here. There's one other. No longer supposed to talk about people who are abused. Instead, it's a person who has been impacted by negativity.
I think that's something of what the victim wants, because some victims want to not necessarily be a victim. They don't want to be identified as a victim. They want to show their strength.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I
could see that both ways.
Say that, and they want that to be said, but I don't think people should be jumped on for saying the wrong words these days.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
People just
both should be acceptable.
Know. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's something that's good. Balance 7, Jennifer and I had my first nip of the Balance 7. Like having a nip, right?
It's like a little shot. It's a one-ounce shot. So actually, it's very funny that you said that, because last night before my mom left, I said, you want to do shots, 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 shots. And she's like, what are you talking about? I said, I'm going to take my Balance 7. You want some?
And what did she say?
Of course. She took a little shot. And because it's great. If you start to feel like you have, you know, the sour stomach, or you feel like you've got a little heartburn or something going on, this stuff, it just wipes it out. I love using it. I use it every day. And this weekend I was off schedule because I was sleeping a little bit longer instead of my crazy normal schedule. And so I would forget and go, oh, wait a second, I need to take my Balance 7, because it really does make your stomach feel a lot better.
It's good for you. Good for your stomach. Your stomach is the seat of all good and all evil in your body. That's what Balance 7 is all about, addressing the difference or the acid buildup, equalizing it. That's what the 7 is all about, because the scale is 1 to 14. You want a 7. Right now, if you use my name, Doug, when you call 800-793-9039, get $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So get on it. Mention Doug when you call 800-793-9039.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. 800-504-1123. That's 800-504-1123.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Bro. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
All right, here we are, 23 at the hour. This is our spot in the hour for social media input. That is on Twitter and Facebook. We have people sharing with us, but we have things to share with you as well, things that involve stories involving artificial intelligence, social media, trending things. And so one of the things that last week we became very occupied with was the fate of Ed Sheeran and his song from 2014, Thinking Out Loud. Did it or did it not infringe on Marvin Gaye and Ed Townsend? Ed Townsend's Get It, Let's Get It On. Well, we found out he won. That was Friday's subject matter. But then there is a connection that we want to explore. Where do we go from here, kind of, with this sort of thing? Plus, Michael J. Fox comes out regarding some of his dating, the hazy shades of dating back in the 80s. We'll talk about that after this.
Dent constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so what's going on? The aftermath of the verdict on Ed Sheeran's Thinking Out Loud versus Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Okay, so Ed Sheeran is safe. He's okay. But from a musical standpoint, I was thinking about this, Jay, there's another outcome here. The copyright laws that were applied, as expected to be in this case, and then the human composition that is allowed in our country, that is, writers are free to compose as they've been doing for a long, long time. But then, here comes artificial intelligence The question now is it free artificial intelligence to compose? What happens if the AI hears tunes and then writes tunes and performs tunes? Who are you going to sue?
That's a good point.
Right?
Would you sue? Would you sue the creator of that specific AI?
I don't know. Well, I guess it depends. AI can go in any, you know, like you and me, we can go in any direction we want to. So it seems
AI,
like a dicey...
Well, AI is smart enough, they should know to credit whoever they stole from.
Right. Artificial intelligence number 134578. Give him the credit. All right, Michael J. Fox says he doesn't remember a lot from the 80s. Apparently, I didn't remember that he was much on drugs, but apparently he was. He can't remember dating Susanna Hoffs back in the 80s. Remember her from the Bengals?
The Bengals, yes.
Right.
Well, he said he dated a lot of people, and when it was brief romances, he just doesn't really remember a lot of them. But I don't know. I feel like when you reach a certain age, do you remember a lot of your past relationships if they weren't significantly long, if they were only maybe like a month here, 2 months
One night stands. You know, it's interesting. After seeing this, I started thinking back to what it was like when I got divorced. I was 29, 30 years old, and what it was like. And I don't remember. I mean, there were some wild times in there. I don't remember the names of a lot of these people that just kind of were a flash, which is kind of a sad reality, actually. Get right down to it. So it gives us food for thought from Michael. Thank you. 28 after here.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to meet with leaders on both sides of the aisle to discuss the looming crisis over the debt ceiling, with time running out to reach a deal. Biden on NBC News over the weekend.
The MAGA Republicans really have put him in a position where, in order to stay Speaker, he has to agree. He's agreed to things that maybe he believes, but are just extreme.
Speaker of the House McCarthy says government spending is unsustainable.
We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy. With another 20%.
Israel has carried out a series of strikes on Gaza, killing at least 13 people, including three members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement. Palestinian authorities say women and four children were among the dead. Reports from the region say more than 40 Israeli planes carried out attacks for nearly 2 hours, starting at 2 a.m. this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Positive thoughts. Good news. A good day way to start. Today is spend time during the day. Doug Steffen here. Uri Geller will join us. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence. He has wanted to discuss that with me and you for a number of weeks, so we'll focus on that. Seems to be the topic of the day, the week, the month. What will we learn from our experience with AI? What will we learn as we move forward based on our experience with social media? Scratch social media. With the mechanism for us to be connected, that is computers and iPhones and things like that, iPads. What do we learn by using those? I have found that if I don't get done what I need to get done on these tools in 15 seconds, it leaves me behind. So maybe in a manner of speaking, it's good for your mind, right? Is it good for your mind? Well, we'll find out in a matter of a few moments here. We have on the Good Day download a discussion that is not conclusive yet about Jamie Foxx. So if you listen to our Good Day download every day, kind of a summation of what we're doing on the Good Day radio show, you can find it at Good Day radioshow.com. Obviously, the Good Day Show stuff is available wherever you get your podcasts as well. We have a conversation about Cinco de Mayo, the conversation about Jeffrey Epstein and who's buying his island and how much they're paying for it. It's, listen, a lot of really strange things in this world, Master Jack, and that's one of them. One of the recent downloads has been a focus on the Star Wars Day. It was fun having that, talking about what is what and who's who. One of the things that has been a thread, though, through the last few, actually most of last week, was Ed Sheeran and his music problems, Kevin Costner's wife filing for divorce, we're still talking about that, and what's going on with Jamie Foxx. Those have been three things that have been constant and updates every day on the Good Day Radio Show, gooddayshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. So here's the story of a four-year-old girl getting a new bear that plays her mother's heartbeat. Her mother was... this is really something... Think about, just think about this for a second. Put your mind off of whatever you're doing and listen to the story. The ending is not great. Young Tennessee girl whose special rainbow teddy bear was a reminder of her mother who had passed away. It was accidentally donated to Goodwill. It was a stuffed animal, a custom Build-A-Bear animal. You've heard us advertise these over the years. The bear played the heartbeat of her mother, which she would take to bed with her, 4 years old, when her mother died. They programmed the bear, and so this little girl would wrap herself around the bear as she went to sleep. The bear came from her grandmother with her mother's heartbeat in it. Some people could say that's kind of macabre, but no. And then there were things that were picked up around the house, and the bear, unfortunately, ended up in a bag of donations that went to Goodwill. And the family didn't realize it until they went to get the bear, and the bear wasn't there. So this is Knoxville, Tennessee, Goodwill Industries, where they were ready, at the ready when the call came in. They had a volunteer go through all of their bags. As a matter of fact, local radio program there was, they had Build-A-Bear as a sponsor, and so those folks stepped in as well, and they created a new bear for the girl with her mom's heartbeat. So they didn't find the old bear, but they built him a new one, which is very cool. I thought that was kind of a neat story. And the ones, you know, you like to have things, we all like happy endings, right? Isn't that how that works one way or the other? Here's a another, this one is amazing. Do you hear the story about this 16-year-old who's been offered $10 million in scholarships? I think the last time we talked about this, he hadn't chosen a school yet. Louisiana high school senior, $10 million in scholarships, 200 colleges. He's trying to, he was trying to figure out where to go, and he announced over the weekend he was going to go to Cornell University. Dennis Barnes revealed that he'd be attending this university. He wanted to go to an Ivy League school and get a degree in computer science. Now, what do you suppose this kid's going to do under the guise of artificial intelligence? He was very humble about it. He said it was an honor and a privilege to be accepted into this school. He had a Cornell, I'm looking at the, good for him, smart enough to get a Cornell sweatshirt and put it on before he had the announcement before the press. But again, 16-year-old student from a high school in New Orleans. He got all of these colleges and universities vying for him, and so he did a good job of figuring it out on his own. He said, once I looked at all of the schools, I knew where I was going to go. He's going to pursue a career, he thinks at this point, in software development. And apparently Cornell has a good program in that. He loves the city of Ithaca, New York. I almost went to Ithaca College, actually. This kid broke the Guinness World Record for getting all of these offers, scholarship offers. It broke the record of $9 million that had been offered to a student in 2019. So, God love him. Listen, if you can get that out of... You get somebody, I mean, not, the nine minions, he's not going to make money out of it, but he gets his, you know, he gets everything taken care of. What a great way. And he seemed very, he had a lot of gratitude. He was optimistic. And he says his life is something that he really is focused on, wants to be a good citizen. And so, anyway, good. All right, so Uri's going to talk with us. We do need to talk about artificial intelligence. And Uri, being the motivator that he is, I thought we'd have him come on and just limit our conversation to what he thinks the potential is with artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, let me bring you into the world of Calitrin, if you please. Calitrin has a website. It's called toploss.com. Makes good sense, right? Calitrin is the all-natural way which you take consistently to lose weight and keep it off. And one of the great things about them, I find, is that they offer you the opportunity to hook up with a consultant that will help you through your process. That's one of the major ways Calitrin works. Support, plus a product that's all natural. It is a superb way for you to get back to being healthy. A lot of side benefits as well. But the most important thing is that you lose weight safely, naturally. The ingredients in Calitrin cannot be matched. Although, it's, you know, it's pretty easy, frankly. They did just the right mix of three different things, collagen protein being the main ingredient. So you can go to toploss.com and see there, click, find out how it works. And then when you do that, go to Top Loss's order page, use the Doug code, and you can take advantage of all of the big, there are a lot of options because they're celebrating the beginning of their 27th year helping people lose weight safely. Toploss.com, check out using Doug, get free shipping and all these great deals. But the best thing about it is that you'll lose the weight and then you keep it off, keeping yourself focused and using Calitrin, again available at toploss.com.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
All right, 44 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with my friend Uri Geller, who's here from his home in Tel Aviv. You know what I didn't celebrate with you last week was National Paranormal Day. The only thing that we know is that we don't know what paranormal means. It's a hard time to understand what the universe is all about because there are all kinds of odd things, great unknowns. People try to use logic or science to figure out things that you've been confronting and working with all your life, Uri, and you don't find it frustrating, right? You just kind of take it.
Now, first of all, this is a new one on me. Was there anything, is there anything like the Paranormal National Day?
Yeah, it's called National Paranormal Day. It was actually last Friday. So I looked at it and I thought, wow. And it, most of the conversation about deja vu stuff and whether that's considered paranormal, that sort of thing. So what do you think?
Well, it just shows you what a great psychic I am. I didn't even know about the Paranormal Day.
You are a great psychic.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the paranormal is right now mainstream.
Yes.
80% of people in America believe in life after death. 75% believe in Bigfoot. 80% believe in haunted houses and ghosts.
Yeah,
it's incredible. And now aliens and UFOs. I would say that 90% of Americans believe that aliens do exist and UFOs do come and visit our planet, because it's so much in the mainstream media now. Like every 2 weeks there is something out of the Pentagon. And now, because we are all reporters and journalists and photographers, because we all have iPhones, we all have mobile phones. So whenever there is something strange in the sky, we immediately film it or we immediately photograph it. Now, many a time, of course, it's not a UFO, but out of, say, 1,000 photographs or 1,000 videos, there's always that small percentage that indeed you've just filmed an alien craft.
Yep.
And especially that you've got the Pentagon releasing those incredible pieces of film where you hear pilots. And we are talking about American fighter pilots. So, hey, you've got to be a super A1 individual to be flying a fighter jet. And when you hear them screaming, oh, my gosh, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, that means that there is an object in the sky that we don't know what it is. We don't know where it comes from. We don't know why it came and to do what. What are these crafts? They're definitely not Chinese, and they're not, China
balloons.
Is the biggest kind of... Yeah, they're not, because they're so sophisticated in their movement, in their velocity.
Mm-hmm.
We do not control such sophisticated information to move in such incredible fast movement from why it's stationary and suddenly it just moves away. There's no such thing on planet Earth. Therefore, it is definitely coming from somewhere.
Someplace.
And we want to know. We want to know who they are. Why are they here? Are they coming in peace? Are they studying us? Are they abducting people? Doug, I get hundreds of emails a year from abductees, from people that actually swear to me that they've been abducted by aliens.
A lot of people credit you with a focus on paranormalism. They also look at The X-Files, which was a big TV show for a number of years. Before that, it was The Twilight Zone. I think when you were coming into your own, it was The Twilight Zone that was the benchmark for strange occurrences, right? Don't you think in the late 50s, early 60s? That was all about paranormal.
It was Rod Sterling who had a long TV series about aliens, paranormal, the pyramid powers, ancient Egypt. Our planet is riddled with mysteries and enigmas. And slowly but surely, we're uncovering them. And
what's sad, though, is that we spend so much time fighting with each other, we don't take advantage of some of the things.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
James Bond. I don't know if I could play. I couldn't play that. All right, Chuckers here with a recap of what went on over the weekend in the box office totals and movies at your local theaters. Some of them doing better than others, but that's the way it is. That's what the race is all about. All right, Chucker, we have some announcement that's good about James Bond, a new James Bond movie. Who's the next James Bond, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
I don't know the answer to that question, Doug.
Oh, come on, Chucker.
If I did, you'd have to turn me upside down and shake it out of me. I still wouldn't give it to you.
Really?
This day in movie history, May 8, 1963, the first James Bond movie, Dr. No, was released in theaters. Sean Connery, obviously spawning one of the most successful franchises in the history.
Was it 63? I, for some reason, thought it was 61. I said that to you the other day, but I was wrong. It's 63.
It could have been 62. My information says 63. One said 62. It might be 62. But then the next one, which was Goldfinger, really put the franchise on the map. Still one of the best James Bond films ever made, and one of the best villains.
Wasn't it? Now, wait, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What I remember in the sequence was Dr. No was first. From Russia with Love was second. Goldfinger was third. Is that right?
You might be right. I'm just doing this off the top of my head.
All right. Okay. Right.
But I remember as a kid watching on television, probably the first James Bond film I was exposed to had to be Goldfinger.
Would have been on the ABC Sunday Night Movies. That's what they did.
Probably.
They would pay millions of dollars to be the first to air on at that time in the 60s, the networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS, would have movie nights. And they'd fight with each other, and that would obviously cause the cost to go up. They would bid on the movies.
I remember the ABC Sunday Night Movie, when they teased what was going to be on the Sunday Night ABC Sunday Night Movie for fall. I remember when they teased the Poseidon Adventure being on that. I was so excited.
Exciting about that, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Very much so. And
all
I got
right.
one other thing before we bounce in the box office totals.
Yes.
This a birthday of interest. He passed in 2017, but boy, born this day, 1926, Don Rickles was born. And I was thinking when I saw that birthday, would Don Rickles even have a career if he was
born politically correct?
Think so.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he'd do stand up, but it'd be obscure. He never would have got the national stage.
He was able to mix foolishness.
He thought it would protest.
He was so foolish. He was so silly. And it worked. He was just around at the right moment, and Johnny Carson helped to push him in his career.
I love how Scorsese gave him the part in Casino. I thought he was awesome in that movie.
Yeah. All right, so how'd Guardians of the Galaxy do?
I mean, it did well. Solid. It came in number one. No surprise. $114 million in business. It beat expectations, which was tracking around $110. Now, here's the thing. If you go back, I don't know, 6-7 months when Doctor Strange 2 opened, that opened to $180 million opening. That's a big Marvel movie. So the thing is, the reviews are good. I mean, the exit poll's really good. I saw a lot of the film. I didn't see the whole thing because we booked it, but it was in and out. I like what I saw. It's not about the quality. It's about, it just feels like we've been exhausted with so many superhero movies that
the same MCU movies
are now opening lower. And lower, despite the fact if whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, meaning that the public is starting to tire. They want diverse product in the market.
Let's go back to some of the action flicks, James Bond, Tiger. Wait and see what Indiana Jones comes out later this month, right? What that does. That'll be interesting.
Flash Memorial Day? I don't remember the release date. Next couple of months it comes out. But those, obviously, The Flash is a superhero movie, but I know that's going to do really well. And then Indiana Jones, Mission Impossible 7, that's going to be another really big tentpole film. But the question is, what are the sleepers? We live in a generation, Doug. There's no sleepers. There's no Crocodile Dundees. There's no Ghosts. It's just basically sequelitis and big popcorn.
The same old stuff. Chugger, 59, actually 58 past the hour.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.